We're doing a quick class on preparation for Pesach. So we prepare for Pesach by preparing good food, by preparing kosher food, kosher for Passover, by buying matzah, by getting a good Haggadah. We also prepare for Pesach by cleaning out chametz, right? We're not allowed to have any chametz in our possession. Now this really divides into two types of concerns. There's one concern that we shouldn't consume chametz. And in that concern, we're concerned about every particle that's visible. So, for example, your refrigerator. You have to ensure there are no crumbs in the fridge that could fall into your food. Sometimes people overlook this, but directly above the stovetop, very often, the steam forms and you have a film or more of food up there. You have to clean that off. Because when the steam goes up and it reheats, it could drip back into your food. I learned this the hard way. On the Erev Pesach, and suddenly I see the steam coming up from a pot we were cooking, and I look up, and it was the first time I bothered looking up, because I saw something dripping into the pot. I looked up, and what did I see? It was that there was food up there that I hadn't even noticed was there. Who thinks to clean up on top of where you're cooking your pots? So anywhere that you're going to place food has to be very, very clean. So if you have tablecloths that you're going to use, if you have towels that you're going to use, dish towels and the like. So many people have special for Pesach, but if you don't, then you have to make sure they are meticulously clean. Anything that will come into contact with food. We know that the dishes, either we kasher the dishes, meaning we purge them, we put them in a very high heat. There are specific laws about how you kasher vessels. Or what most people do is we buy new vessels for Pesach. We don't use the regular vessels. So those are laws in and of themselves. But when we speak about cleaning for Pesach, so whatever area is going to be near food has to be very, very clean. Sometimes, let's say you have crumbs in the lining of the fridge. Sometimes they fall out, sometimes they stay in, but when you clean them, you can't really get them all out. So what we sometimes do is we clean with a caustic substance. And that way we say that that caustic substance is going to destroy anything that was edible. So it no longer is chametz. It's no longer edible chametz. The same is true with all kinds of cracks around the kitchen. If you see you have crumbs there, so if it's never coming out, like you have cracks in the tiles, so crumbs got stuck there, but they're not coming out. They're not entering your food, so they don't concern us. But sometimes there are places, just like the fridge, where every so often the fan is going to blow out different things. And then you clean it really well, and when you don't, whatever you can't clean, if you have reason to suspect it might come back to haunt you, so you put some caustic substance on, you ensure that it's not edible. Then we come to cleaning the rest of the house. So the rest of the house, we have to clean things that are of a size that we would care about. So what's a size that we would care about? Well, if you reached into your suit pocket and found a pretzel, you might eat it. If you found a piece of candy, you might eat it. So that's a size that you care about. If it's small crumbs, you don't really care about that. So we try not to leave crumbs in our pockets, for example, because we might end up putting food there on Pesach. But we're not really that concerned about crumbs, like crumbs under the bed. And we clean them, if possible. For example, children's toys very often have all kinds of sticky stuff on them. So if the children are going to play with those toys and bring them to the table, that sticky stuff ends up in the food. So then we're concerned about it. Again, whenever we're talking about what we ingest, so we're more concerned about the small chametz. When we're speaking about cleaning the rest of the house from chametz, so then we're looking to clean chametz that I might come to eat, that interests me over Pesach. So it has to be a size, like a pretzel, a size that might interest me. If it's so small that I wouldn't care about it, and I wouldn't pick it up, and I would never put it in my mouth, so then I don't care about it. So that's okay. So that's why we don't have to clean out the bottom of the soles of our shoes. Let's say people have false teeth. They have to clean them out. Because that's going in our mouth, right? So you got to make sure they're clean. What else? When you finish cleaning for Pesach, make sure to take out the bag from the vacuum cleaner, because that's sometimes filled with chametz. You clean out the car. One of the reasons we clean the car so well is because when we go on family trips, food falls on the floor of the car and people pick it up and put it back in their mouth again. So again, there we're again more concerned about the crumbs. But technically, the truth is people get very wealthy. by sticking their hand in behind the seat. You find a lot of money there. You find a lot of stuff there. You find whole candy bars and who knows what else. Okay, so that, you know, okay. That's it in a nutshell. We're cleaning up things that are a size that might interest us over Pesach, which is about the size of a pretzel. And smaller than that, the crumbs that we wouldn't care about, we're only cleaning where they might come to be re-ingested, they might come to mix with food again. That's it. And as far as cleaning, so we sell some stuff to the non-Jew through the rabbi, as we discussed. And whatever you're going to sell, you have to close off. So you won't access it on Pesach. So you close it off really well.